USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate voted 56-44 to move forward and impeach President Trump a second time. The first failed impeachment cost taxpayers roughly $32 million. Senators will continue at noon Wednesday. New York lawmakers introduced a bill that would tax certain financial transactions. The consequence is the NYSE may move out of state if the proposal becomes law. NYSE President Stacey Cunningham said the New York Stock Exchange belongs in New York. If Albany lawmakers get their way, however, the center of the global financial industry may need to find a new home. End quote. The United Nations on Tuesday denounced the use of disproportionate force against anti-coup demonstrators in Myanmar. Hours after the UN statement, a woman was critically wounded after being shot in the head as police fired live rounds during another massive anti-coup rally in Myanmar's capital, Naypyidaw. Longtime NFL head coach Marty Schottenheimer died Monday after a lengthy battle with Alzheimer's disease. Schottenheimer compiled a 200-126-1 record. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.